when a great famine came over all the land. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, Phoenicia, to a woman who was a widow. Out of the blue, he tells a story about God's passing over all the ethnic Jews to bring a miraculous blessing to an ethnic and political foreigner, a Gentile from the land of Sidon, Phoenicia. And he does this blatantly and forcefully and without softening or explanation. There were many widows in Israel, and God blessed a foreigner. That's what he said. And if that were not enough, he tells a second story in Luke chapter 4, verse 27, from 2 Kings chapter 5. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed but only Naaman the Syrian. Again, the point is, of all the people that God might have chosen to heal of leprosy, he chose a foreigner, a Syrian, not a Jew. These two stories were not lost on the ethnocentrism of Nazareth. Luke chapter 4, verses 28 and 29 say, "And all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things, and they got up and drove him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built, in order to throw him down the cliff." They got it, and they didn't like it. Ethnically and racially, the kingdom is not what you think. Now, what is the point of this story? The point is, the kingdom I am bringing, Jesus says, is ethnically different from what you think. Your chosen place as Israel has not produced humility and compassion, but pride and scorn. Jesus is the end of ethnocentrism. "Look to me," he says. "Learn from me. I have come to redeem a people from every ethnic group, not just one or a few. Woe to you for your failure to see in the justice and mercy of God his zeal to gather from all the peoples a kingdom of priests and friends." Faith in Jesus replaces Jewish ethnicity. Have I been too hard on the people of Nazareth? You decide as you consider another story, this time from Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Jesus finishes the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7, and then in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, he touches a leper, one of the most despised and ostracized of all people in Israel, and heals him. Then, in the next verse, he enters Capernaum and meets another despised and offensive kind of person, a Roman centurion. Jesus' behavior is like a U.S. Marine caring for a Taliban freedom fighter. The fact that this particular centurion has some